Rumpole and the Penge Bungalow Murders, John Mortimer. C.H. Whiston was in no way a bad man. In fact, he treated me during my early years as a white Whig with a sort of remote and distant kindness. The trouble was that he regarded the whole business of being a barrister and following in what he called the fine traditions and great fellowship of the bar, such rules as we don't shake hands or we don't lunch with our instructing solicitor, as more important than the Bill of Rights or the presumption of innocence. Like Soapy Sam Ballard, our present head of chambers, the niceties and formalities of life in the law were to him more precious than justice. Law courts were places where honourable men, there were as yet no female barristers in Equity Court, dressed in wigs, gowns and appropriately dark trousers, lived up to their finest traditions. He found the cases in which we dabbled, the adulterous, fraudulent or violent acts alleged against our clients, the indecencies or even the murders they might have committed, of less interest than the correct behaviour of the barristers and judges sent to try them. He dined frequently in his inn and was always available to take a bishop or a senior politician into dinner on his arm. Judges found his behaviour in court impeccable, but his score of victories was low. All the same, he was considered so trustworthy that the Lord Chancellor felt able to give him a silk gown, so that he now proudly bore the letters QC, queer customer, I'm inclined to call them, after his name.